Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Even Job knew about his Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Job was saved the same way we are saved today, by placing his faith in Jesus Christ. They were looking for that Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. Remember Adam? They slain that little lamb. I'm sure it was a lamb. The Bible didn't say. I'm sure it was a lamb. Adam and Eve had sinned, and they covered themselves with leaves, probably fig or whatever it was, leaves. And then, Adam, where art thou? I'm here. Where are you at? I'm hiding. Adam, why are you hiding? Because we're naked. Why are you naked? You remember the story they closed and said, they said, what have you done? And remember, I love that. Adam said, it's that woman you gave me. Adam blamed the wife. I bet you his biscuits were fried that night, burnt that night. You know, woman, what have you done? She said, it's that serpent you gave me. But anyway, you remember? And so there had to be a blood sacrifice. And so the Lord himself, Jesus, by the way, the horror that must have had. I read something again this week, refreshed the memory. You know, the Passover, people look over. During the Passover in Egypt, do you know that that Passover lamb that the family had to take, it had to stay in their home for a few days? Did y'all know that? That they took that lamb where they had the Passover every year, that the family had to take a perfect lamb, a spotless lamb, and they had it in their home 3 or 4 days. I can't remember exactly. 3 or 4 days, they had it in their home. And they had to love on that lamb and feed that lamb. And then they had to kill that lamb and offer that blood at the Passover. And by the way, that was the same time that Jesus was being crucified on Calvary during Passover, where these people who had been taking their lambs that had been in their home for a few days, took it to the priest, most of them passing by the Lamb of God, who taken away the sins of the world, there on the cross of Calvary, they're taking their lamb to the priest. What a picture. Jesus did that for Adam. And I am sure Adam personally knew that lamb. Remember that God brought these animals to Adam, and whatever name you name them, that's what they'll be called. Adam wasn't some kind of caveman with a bone stuck in his ear. I've probably seen people with bones in their ear today, in their nose. You know, they got the cartoons of people, you know, and they carry a club around and Bob Blue, you know, bringing their wife's hair, you know, pulling them out. You see the old thing about cavemen. Adam was the most intelligent man on the face of this earth apart from Christ, even smarter than Solomon, because he's created in innocence. He had great intelligence. God created him as such. Anyway, he brought these animals to, and Adam said, well, that's a cow. Of course, he didn't use the English language. You get the picture. There's a horse and there's a lamb. I believe that lamb was very special to Adam. It wasn't long that God had to kill that lamb. Again, this is my thoughts about this. And then later on, John the Baptist sees Jesus coming and he says, behold, the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. So all the Old Testament, they would take those lambs, and it was a picture of the death of Christ on the cross of Calvary. They look toward the cross, and now we look back at the cross and what Jesus did for us. So back in Job chapter number 19, he says, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. What latter day do you think he's talking about? Man, it's awful quiet. The millennium, that latter day, because he says this. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh I shall see God. Job knew something about a resurrection. And early we read, at my appointed time, at my time of the resurrection, not only my time, till I wrath be past. Obviously, he knew something about the wrath of God going to be poured out upon the face of the earth. He said, hide me in secret till thy wrath be past. You're going to stand on the latter day of the earth. I'm going to get a resurrected body. Turn me to Isaiah 26. We're going to go even farther. Preacher, you're crazy. Isaiah 26, verse number 19. Thy dead men shall live. Together with my dead body shall they arise. Again, they believed in the resurrection. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in the dust, for thy dew is as the dew of the herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Now look at verse number 20. Come, my people. Who is my people? Israel, and even more specifically, saved people. Israel, but it is Israel, saved people. Enter in thy chambers and shut these doors about thee and hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment until the indignation be overpassed. An indignation. What do you think the indignation be overpassed is referring to? The tribulation. Verse number 20, he makes it even more clear. Verse number 21, for behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. This is the tribulation period. And the earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. So these verses talking about the tribulation period. And he says, you hide that in secret chamber till this indignation be overpassed. Job talked about hide me till thy wrath be passed. Are y'all kind of seeing a picture here or something? And you go, and then I want to see you stand at the latter days upon the earth. Let's go a little farther, putting this together. Ezekiel 37. I hope you find these in your Bible. Where is our Sebastian or somebody? Okay. This makes you have to do a Bible drill. Ezekiel 37. Verse number 12. Therefore prophesy unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, all my people, I will open your graves. I will cause you to come out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Don't read any farther than that. Let me begin. Notice he says, and bring you into the land of Israel. He's talking about a resurrection. I'm going to bring you out of the graves, and then I'm going to put you in the land of Israel. Okay, with that in mind, look at the next verse. In verse number 13. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, and when I've opened your graves, O my people, and I've put you up out of your graves, and I shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then ye shall know that I am the Lord, have spoken and performed it, saith the Lord. When is he going to do this? He made a promise to his people Israel. I'm going to resurrect you, okay? And then I'm going to place you into your land, into Israel. If we read on later into Isaiah 47, or Ezekiel 47, 48, he apportions the Israel into different portions of land. Here's Dan. Here's your land. Here's all these other. Issachar. Help me out. My mind went blank. Reuben and all these the tribes of Israel. He apportions them land during the millennial reign of Christ. And this is what he's talking about. When you come out of your graves, I want to set you in your land. Are y'all following? Do I need to start over? And then he says, I shall put my spirit in you and you shall live. And I place you in your own land. See, that has not happened yet. It's not going to happen when Christ comes. I'm talking about the tribulation period, before the tribulation period. That won't happen then. It will happen at the end of the tribulation period. That's when this takes place. Let's go a little further. Daniel chapter number 12.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.